On the eighth day, as we said, whether you do the bris at 8 o'clock in the morning or 9 o'clock in the morning, it doesn't really make a difference, other than the issue of zrizim makdimin lemitzvos. So if we ask ourselves, why don't we see people doing a bris at 6 o'clock in the morning? Maybe not such a big question. But what is a bigger question is, what about on the ninth day? If a bris is not bismanoi, why is the bris being held at 9 o'clock in the morning and not 6 o'clock in the morning? For 3 hours, he's been chayav koris. I'll ask a bigger question. The bris is set for 10 o'clock in the morning. Why? Because he's got a sandik, or his uncle is coming in from Bnei Brak, and it's going to take him a while to get through the traffic. So because of his uncle being a sandik, you're willing to be chayav koris for 4 hours? So if you disagree with the Dvar Avrohom and you say that the ninth day and the 10th and the 11th and forever is like the eighth day, so then it's true. Then as well, there's an issue to try and do the bris as early as you can, but it's not the end of the world. But if you hold out the Dvar Avrohom that every moment that goes past your Chayav Kares, then surely you'd have to do the bris as early as you can. And I think, therefore, it's safe to say that if we see that people who make a bris, even on the ninth day, are not necessarily desperate to do it at 6 o'clock in the morning, it must be that the position of the Dvar Avrohom was not accepted. Now, let's not make a mistake. There's no reason to push a bris to 3 o'clock in the afternoon without necessity. But if there is a necessity, I'll give you the classic scenario. If you make a bris at 6 o'clock in the morning, even in non-corona times, it'll be hard to get many people there at the bris. And if you do it after shachris at 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning, then there'll be 50 people. Now we know that there's a hiddur mitzvah if there's more people there. Baroiv am hadras melech, the more the better. So it's a very delicate balancing act. If I do the bris at 6 o'clock in the morning, which hiddur have I gained then? Zrizim makdimin lemitzvahs. And if I do it at 9 o'clock in the morning, which hiddur have I gained then? There'll be more people. So I can hear, I can appreciate that, fine, maybe 9 o'clock is acceptable. Or imagine if you have a godel ador who's going to be the sandik, but he's only available at 10 o'clock. So that's also a hiddur. But if you are on day 9, where according to the Dvar Avrohom, any moment that goes past your chayav kores, so surely all these hidurim should be totally irrelevant. You'll have more people and you'll have a godel ador being a sandik, all very fine and wonderful and lovely, but not at the expense of kores. So it would seem to be that the minhag ha'olam is not like the Dvar Avrohom. It would seem to be that the position of other gedolei Yisrael was accepted, as you mentioned, Rabbi Leo, David, maybe like a tashlumin in tefillah, for example, in which case the eighth day and the ninth day and the 10th day, it's all the same.